Look into the glass case next to the squid silhouette at the scientific illustrations of whales.
Melville had an abiding interest in whale art. As a writer, he grappled with the challenges of representing such a mysterious creature in words. He was intrigued with the way artists in other media approached the task, and animal illustration also raised a host of pressing questions for Melville about the nature of life and the relation between animals and their environments.
In these drawings, you'll notice that the whale is often pictured as a static specimen against a blank background, something akin to a butterfly pinned to a board. This was a standard mode of illustration in the mid-19th century, but one that many naturalists, and Melville himself, contested. They felt that animals had to be understood and represented in action, alive and interacting with their surroundings and other life forms. For this reason, Ishmael mocks scientific illustrations that take dead beached whales as their models, producing, in one particularly comical instance, something that looks more like a squash than a cetacean.
Ishmael's view of art is consistent with his general claim that we learn through experience. Although dissecting dead specimens in the laboratory can yield important information about an animal, it can never tell the whole story. Only in the heart of quickest perils, Ishmael declares. Only when within the eddying of his angry flukes, only on the profound unbounded sea, can the fully invested whale be truly and livingly found out.